Welcome to Solid Ground today, and today we'll be taking a little different approach where we have Jonathan Hunter in studio with us today, and we'll be doing an interview. He's on staff with Desert Stream as a director of Embracing Life, a Christian AIDS ministry ministering to men, women, and children with HIV. And so we're glad to have him here today and get his insight and the things he's been involved in ministry over the last several years. So, Jonathan, glad to have you here today.
Thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'd like to just first of all ask you, how'd you get started with Embracing Life?
Well, I originally came to Desert Stream Ministries, which is a ministry for men, women, and children desiring to come out of homosexuality or desiring healing through their relationship with Jesus Christ. And I came to Desert Stream in 1984 desiring to go through their Living Waters program, which was at that time an 18-week series, which is now a 30-week series being done all around the world. And when I went through the Living Waters program and I started getting so much healing and excitement about that healing, I started sharing with other friends of mine who were in the gay lifestyle, talking to them about all these new changes that were happening. And one of them happened to be a guy who had AIDS. And I just shared with him the changes that Jesus Christ was bringing in my life, a new openness, a new understanding of my history and my struggles. And that was really the beginning of the ministry or outreach to people with HIV. And I was 34 at the time, 35. And within a couple of years, I gathered a few other people around me, and we started going to hospitals and homes and visiting people with HIV and those with full-blown AIDS. So I myself come out of a homosexual background, and I would have to say that my struggles with homosexuality go back pretty far. I can remember some of those same-sex feelings probably back to the age of around 10. However, desiring to be like the other guys, I experimented sexually with women first, and it wasn't until I was 20 that I had my first homosexual experience. And after I became a Christian in 1979, that's when the possibility for change really sort of rose on the horizon, where I thought, well, if God in his word is saying that this is not his expressed will for creation, homosexuality, then, gosh, I hope he has a means for me getting over these feelings that I have, because I still have them, and I'm a Christian now. And what's interesting is that one day I was listening to the radio in the car, as some may be doing right now, and I heard a young man sharing about his experience of transformation through Christ through a ministry back east in Pennsylvania. And I took down the address right away, and I wrote to that ministry, and they sent me some tapes. And they're a ministry that's also associated, like Desert Stream, with helping men and women come out of homosexuality. So it really began the hope, and hearing from another person that change was possible on the radio, that it all started happening. And that's when, not long afterwards, when I went to the Desert Stream office.
So your ministry is come out of your background, what the Lord has done in and now is doing through you to help other people. So it's through experiencing God's power and God's new life coming into your heart. Well, what would you say to someone that says, well, I want to live out the Christian life, but I find these other desires in my heart that are so strong? Maybe you could encourage them at this point that there is hope and there is confidence in Jesus.
Well, I think that that's been the problem in the past, that as Christians, we've been less likely to share that we have problems too, even mature Christians. But thankfully now there are more and more ministries that help those that really need recovery. And so I would encourage somebody who has those struggles, homosexual struggles, that there are many ministries around throughout the world that can help them bring understanding as to how they came to have those struggles, and also healing through God's Holy Spirit, and that this is entirely possible for them. I think, though, that for those of us that may not be struggling with homosexuality, we can listen to their struggles and not be overwhelmed by it or think, oh my gosh, I'm going to catch that from them, or that we have to have all the answers. The answer is that it is through Jesus. I mean, I'm changed only because of the person of Jesus, not a method, or, you know, if I just don't do that, then I'll be fine. But it's really through a deepening relationship with Jesus and relinquishing basically all of those things to him. So if we present that to them and say, well, maybe I don't know, I have the answers. There are other ministries that can help you. But in the meantime, can I just pray that God will guide you to the right place?
Well, thinking back when you first became a Christian and you desired to live out what the Word of God was teaching, how did the church respond and how did they support you in that?
Well, thankfully, I had a brother and sister-in-law who lovingly sat and listened to my gripes and my complaining, which I was constantly doing. If we went to a church together and I even heard the word homosexuality, whether it was a kind word or not, I'd say, let's get out of here. But they were willing to listen and to pray and to just love me. They did not have the answers. They didn't know of a ministry at that time in the early 80s. And so they just loved me, and they pointed me to the scriptures, and they encouraged me, and they said, you know, we've got some broken areas too, and the Lord is helping us along the way. The sanctification process is a process. So they encouraged me and stood by me, and eventually they were able to help point me in the way, eventually, to Desert Stream.
So they were patient. They weren't condemning or demanding change overnight, but just loved you and encouraged you in the right direction.
And that's the witness that the world needs to see, not a church that is there just holding out the Bible and says, don't you know this is what it says? Many people do know what it says.
Right.
They've heard enough ranting and raving about the abomination of homosexuality, and it really does grieve God, the sin of homosexuality. But there have been less witnesses to the compassion, the deep compassion of Jesus being lived out in Christians. And I think Christians are more reaction than proactive. I know that's an overused term, but if we would just point them to the love of Christ and to the many anecdotes in the scriptures of Jesus reaching out to the disenfranchised, and that it is possible to change, and to encourage them in that way rather than always pointing to the abominations that are listed in Leviticus, for instance, I think the men, probably people in the gay community, certainly on the one-on-one, would be more likely to listen if we model the love of Christ.
Yeah, so how do we bring the balance of saying, okay, this is what the scripture says, it does use those terms, abomination, but yet at the same time not ramming the Bible down someone's throat before they have an opportunity to hear about the good news of Jesus? What would you suggest in that area?
Well, I don't think we need to in any way back off of what we believe. That is, we believe homosexuality is sin, but there's a lot of sin that the Bible mentions that could prevent someone from entering the kingdom of heaven. We all know that lying, gossip, and slander, and on it goes. So I don't think we need to retreat, but that we could share with that person that it all begins with having a relationship with the Lord, that no matter what our background, we all have to put him first. And then step by step, he brings conviction. He helps bring understanding to us in the way in which we should go. So we're just saying that even as a person who never struggled homosexually, we can say as a heterosexual person, I had to lay down everything. Sexuality, everything, my desires, and say, I want to follow you, Jesus, and help them to see that place that we all have a common ground on where we begin with Christ. And from there, and scriptures and teachings and sitting under other people who are knowledgeable in the Lord and have wisdom, that the Lord can show us what his right and perfect way is for humanity. He's just been very patient with you and me. And he's wooing you. He is calling you. That's why we're having this conversation. You're listening because it's Christ calling you. That's the message that was given to me. So I was, in a very, very real way, loved into the kingdom by those Christians around me. And lovingly, I learned to give up of those things that I thought I was, and that was early on a gay Christian. And I discovered, well, you can't be two things at once. Mm. In the same way that you wouldn't say, I'm a heterosexual Christian. And so you point that out and say, you know, it's who you follow in here. You can't follow two leaders. And that's what I learned. And so I chose Christ, and then he showed me.
Well, praise the Lord for those faithful people that encouraged you and were patient. Tell me about your former friends as you were coming out of the homosexual lifestyle. How did they respond to you?
Well, I've been involved in promiscuous behavior and taking a lot of recreational drugs, which is what how they referred to all those drugs back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. When I became a Christian, I immediately stopped doing drugs, and my promiscuous behavior slowed down to a screeching halt. And they saw a difference in my personality. I'd become more peaceful, more calm. I think it was so loaded, the term Christian, that they didn't come flooding to my side to hear the good news, okay. But they watched me, and they watched the changes in me, and many were very encouraged. A few of them I got to lead to the Lord.
So they obviously saw the genuine work of the Lord within your life, and there may be some people here that are listening that are holding on to some hope here that, hey, if God could do that in Jonathan's life, I think he could do it in mine, and they may be listening on the radio in different cities or driving in the car. What organization would you recommend them to get in contact with?
Well, there's a great organization. It's called Exodus International. It's located in Seattle. And Exodus is a coalition of like-minded ministries of helping men and women come out of homosexuality through a deepening relationship in Jesus Christ. And their central offices, again, are in Washington State. The number is area code 206-784-7799. And if you give them a call, they could give you a referral for a ministry like Desert Stream in your city, perhaps in your city, certainly in your state. They're located all across the country.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here today, Jonathan. And we'll be continuing this interview on tomorrow's program. So thank you for being